This is Chad Ward with Traeger Grills, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, high atop Chicagoland. And on the line with us, we got a guy that's in the business of bringing us together in the backyard, the tailgate, to celebrate or even to come together to mourn the passing of our 2018 Chicago Bears. Making good times, great taste with Traeger. He is the director of marketing for Traeger Pellet Grills, the one and only Chad Ward. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. You know, and we need this right now. It's the kind of thing we talk about, barbecue. It's a unique place, kind of in the team photo of favorite foods, and whether it is to celebrate or to come together, you know, when, you know, times are tough, right? Barbecue is where people go.
Absolutely. The ultimate comfort food. You know, whether it's, I'm sorry for you guys, but celebrating that difficult defeat or getting ready for the next game, you know, getting around a good plate of barbecue and good folks is always top of the list.
You know, we have on the show, and you know this, it's, you know, on the road, we travel across the country, we attend a lot of the, and cover a lot of the top barbecue events, judge some of them, and highlight the personalities of the barbecue world. And when it comes to kind of on the business side, and that's where you are as a director of marketing, kind of carrying that torch for Traeger as an ambassador for the product, you know, you don't come at it as just like a business guy, you're like a real street cred barbecue guy, right? That's your background.
Yeah, so I started competing in 2007. Mostly down here on the Florida barbecue circuit, and then some of the Kansas City Barbecue Society KCBS contest, and cooked about 120 contests across 28 states, and had the opportunity, you know, about 4 years ago to join Traeger on their pro team, and then about a year and a half later, come on board as an official employee as the director of barbecue marketing. So that, obviously, with all the travel and stuff, has cut in to the competition time a little bit, but I'm super excited. I'm going to be here in my hometown of Lakeland, Florida. It's one I haven't missed in, gosh, since 06. So look forward to being there.
I think just a testament to it, right? You know, so Traeger, based in Utah, you are calling us from Florida. We are in Chicago. I think the love for barbecue, it goes coast to coast, and it's definitely undeniable. It's one of the rare kind of food forms that is popular and respected, but people get in and they can do it themselves, and they love to get in there and try to create a good product. It's tough to do it the same way that the competition guys do, but for Traeger, I mean, that's one of the things that I think people love about it. And so the pellet smoker, it is one of those things that I think most people in the know, the initiated, know it, love it, appreciate it, consistent, easy. It's one of those things for a lot of people out there that even love to get out in the backyard and grill or barbecue or smoke. It's kind of a thing of mystery. So if you could take a minute and just kind of explain exactly what it is and how it works on the pellet grill side.
Yeah, absolutely. So we take wood, we bring it into one of our mills, and we take it, compress it, it's 100% all natural, and we make this tiny wood pellet. 100% wood, obviously, based on flavors. We offer about 8 different flavors and 4 or 5 different blends. And that pellet goes into a hopper. So you fill up this hopper with pellets, and then you turn it on. You turn on the Traeger, you set the temp you want to cook at, and it does the rest. And what it does is it takes those pellets with an auger and augers them into a fire pot that's about a third to halfway into the pit, depending on what size you're running. And in there, you have a hot rod that kind of starts the pellets for the first 2 minutes. Once that's started, it's just maintained by air and the auger, and it maintains that consistent temperature that you want. And that's one of the things, I mean, I've cooked on about every barbecue pit there is out there, and you know, having a partner with Traeger and working for them, I mean, it's just where I get the most consistent results, you know, especially when you're talking about, you know, like some of the weather you guys are having right now up in Chicago. It's a chore to take and keep throwing logs to a stick burner when it's 10, 15, 20 degrees. Whereas with the Traeger, our Timberline's double wall insulated. If you own one of our Pro Series grills, you can get a insulation blanket for it. Keeps your pellet consumption down and keeps that nice even temp the whole time.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot of products out there, and people watch stuff on television. Some great inventions, you know, happen and are kind of shared on the TV. But it's one of those things, when you mentioned it, that you were part of the Traeger Pro Team, is that the actual competition barbecue teams, they use these products. They use pellet grills. They use Traeger. They swear by it, right? And you guys are pretty successful. So for people to get that and be able to use similar products at home, certainly the same kind of technology and science behind it, I mean, it's really the best thing you can do.
Yes, I mean, you look upcoming, the Houston Livestock Rodeo is one of the biggest barbecue, it's a world championship, one of the biggest barbecue contests in the country, and they have what they call a champion's corner there for 4 high-profile grand champions from the year before, and two of the four this year will be cooking exclusively on Traeger.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I think this speaks volumes about how the competition world's really taken to the brand and the grill and enjoying the results they're getting off of it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a testament right there. Here's part of it is that you guys, you and, of course, all of your colleagues at Traeger are not only content just kind of, you know, getting out there, leading the barbecue world, winning world championships, and being kind of the go-to product for the teams, is that you guys have really set out on a mission to not only share what it is that you do with America, educate America, right, and kind of get as many of these things in the hands of people as you possibly can.
Yeah, we handle education on a couple of levels. One, we're releasing a recipe every day. You can go to TraegerGrills.com, click on recipes, and very searchable. You know, whether you want to cook dinner or a side item, or, hey, I got this chicken in the fridge, what can I do with it? Boom, you can click on chicken. We'll provide all the recipes for that. And then another way that we handle education is our nationwide shop class tour. We're finalizing it right now for 2019 as far as the dates, but we host multiple classes a month at our headquarters in Salt Lake City, and then we tour the country March through usually October, going out and teaching classes and letting folks really not just learn but also taste what that perfect bite of food is.
Wow, you got to make a stop here in Chicago. We got a lot of fans, you know, that we would definitely appreciate, and it's never too late to go back to school. So on the education side, we got to do that. Now, before we got on the air, got to let the listeners know, talking with Chad Ward, he's director of marketing for Traeger Pellet Grills. You know, Chad felt a little bit bad about it, you know, the fact that he's sitting poolside right now in Lakeland, Florida, enjoying some great weather while we're suffering out here. And I said, Chad, you know what? As much as it may hurt, we need to hear it. You know, we need to get the chance to experience about this. So on the football side, I think this is great. It's one thing to have, you know, the testimonials from the stars of the barbecue world. I think that's awesome. I think it lends a lot of street cred to it. But also, too, is you've got a lot of people that you're kind of getting into sort of the Traeger family on the fan side, and some of them are some of those teams, right? For a successful season, you were delivering these pellet grills and smokers to some locker rooms around the NFL.
Yeah, so we were very fortunate. Josh Rosen with the Arizona Cardinals was nice enough to get all of his offensive linemen Traegers for Christmas. Kirk Cousins in Minnesota did the same this year. Flacco did last year in Baltimore. Yeah, so we've been fortunate, and just a lot of guys love cooking on our grills. Lane Taylor with the Green Bay Packers, he's a huge fan. Guy that's had a just phenomenal season this year, Eric Ebron with the Colts. We got him one in the offseason, and I just kind of keep saying inside the office, I think that's why he's had a breakout year. He's been eating off of a Traeger. About the majority of the Kansas City Chiefs line, all cooks on Traegers. So, yeah, so we, you know, I think it's just guys that they love to cook. And once they make that introduction, the next thing you know, they're texting me about, you know, hey, I'm working on this, I'm working on that, can you give me some pointers? And I think it's great. It's cool to see him get that stoked on the brand and just enjoy cooking.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure he's going to be with the team next year, but you never know. I think he's got a lot of support. Maybe if we can put in the suggestion box, Cody Parkey, you can deliver a Traeger to him and get him on that training regimen.
I'll tell you what, man, you got my email address. If you get me Cody's, what do they call those parting gifts whenever you lose on the game show? I would be more than happy to get him a grill to take his mind off of how the season finished up.
Oh, yeah, and then I think for the whole team, right, is, you know, it's part of that training regimen. It's a suggestion, something out there as, you know, teams that have gone a little bit further. But you guys are involved in so much. You're going to be coming up at the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, of course, the Bears won't be there, but Traeger will be, and you will be there. Talk a little bit about that, just the experience, because first off, I think, you know, when your business card says what it is, you know, for you, Chad, it's an exciting kind of job, right? You're living not only, I think there'd be a lot of people who'd love to do what you do, right? Get out there, share, you know, great times, great food, great barbecue, smoking right there, and then kind of mingle and shoulder to shoulder with the best in football at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, to work for such a, you know, such an awesome brand as Traeger is one thing, and then to take, you know, really my two loves, barbecue and sports, and be able to put them together and get to experience some of these things, it's amazing. Yeah, we have a partnership with the Dan Patrick Show, and we do a couple mornings on Dan's show at the Super Bowl, And it's great. I mean, it's so cool to see all the guys and just, you know, how it is at a big event like that, just to be around all that energy and all the activities going on after hours and all those things. It's a it's amazing, and it's really cool, and we get to reach a lot of people, you know, and introduce them to the brand through through those type of activations.
Do you ever think, Chad, as a guy who's grown up doing barbecue for a long time, I mean, you're changing lives, right? You're giving people an opportunity, because I know the feedback that I have had has been, you know, people's minds just get blown, not only the quality of food that comes out of a pellet grill, but also just the ease, right, is that you've built in that this is not, yes. It doesn't have to be hard if you've got Traeger on your team.
No, it can actually be, you know, it actually helps dial it down and take some of those things that make barbecue so difficult to master, you know, such as a consistent temperature, and takes care of that for you. So, no, it is great. I mean, I always say, you know, one of my favorite things is teaching people and letting people experience the wood fire difference, as we call it. You know, being able to taste the flavor that comes off the grill, but also realize, man, this isn't something where you've got to line out your whole day. You know, if you've got one of our Timberline units, you can put a brisket on, you can go out and play 18, and you can monitor it from your phone through the app.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean it's really not having to sit down and say, all right, man, I'm going to dedicate this Saturday to cooking a brisket, and I'm going to sit here and watch it. You don't have to do that. We do that for you and send you alerts on anything that may go awry there in the cook.
So before we let you go, and again, let the listeners know, we're talking with Chad Ward, Director of Marketing for Traeger Pellet Grills. We've all seen the late night, it's on all the time, right? 24 hours a day where you're getting in there, and it's not an infomercial so much as it is kind of an online class, right? Introducing people to the idea, some of the great foods, and then that versatility too, because there's people listening that are like, you know, I like barbecue, but you know, do I want to like invest this much of a situation into it? But you can do so many things on it. Like, name a few of the different things people may not think of you can cook on those grills.
Well, I will say that for the second year in a row, I've cooked my entire Thanksgiving on a Traeger. So we're talking dressing, green bean casserole, corn casserole, all the way down to the pies and the apple crisp, all done on a Traeger. So, and as you cook at those higher heats, like when you're baking, it's not going to be as smoky. It gives it that kiss of smoke, but I don't want you to think, like, if you decide, like, I've cooked bread in my Traeger plenty of times. I don't want you to think if you go and you say, hey, I'm gonna cook this sourdough loaf, it's going to taste super smoky. It's not, because you're going to be baking it at 375, 400 degrees, so you're not going to have to worry about it. The rule of thumb is the lower the temperature, the more smoke you're going to get. So baking at those higher temperatures, you still get a kiss of that wood fire difference, but it's not going to overpower it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's amazing what kind of things you can do, and you guys are sort of leading the charge on those things when it comes to the pellet grill. So before we let you go, let listeners know where they can, you know, get information, get on the site, see some of those recipes. I know the products, you guys are always coming out with new stuff, classes, stuff on the road, everything.
Yeah, so obviously go over to TraegerGrills.com. You can check it out, the recipes. When the shop class schedule is done, it'll be there. I would also recommend you sign up for our email newsletter. We don't go overboard with it, but we love to keep you updated on our recipes of the week and what all is going on at Traeger. And then also, if you're on social media, we really invest a lot into our Instagram. You can go over, and we've got Traeger Grills, Traeger BBQ, Traeger Outdoors, and Traeger Culinary, and fifth but not least, Traeger Recipes, all on Instagram. Make sure you follow us, and we'll get your mouth watered, and hopefully I get you trying out some recipes and cook it on the Traeger.
We love what you do. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. And, of course, keep us posted as those classes come rolling into town and with extra products and events and everything like that. And enjoy the Super Bowl, Chad. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Will do, Dane. Take care, my friend.